We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Welcome to the Six Man Show Postgame Live, presented by Rock'em. Magic return to the playoffs. First time in 4 years. Is that right? Yeah, 4 years. And it goes like that. Welcome to the playoffs, Orlando Magic fans. Welcome to the playoffs. A lot of this young Magic team. Magic fall 97-83 in game one of the first round matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers in a game that was interesting. An interesting game, a little bit of drama in the middle there. Credit to the Magic for fighting. That's one thing, you know, we'll talk about some pros and cons from this game. Definite pros, this team never gave up. Definite pros, I didn't feel like this team was scared of the moment. Obviously, the cons, though, three-point shooting, free throw shooting, all those things, which we will discuss, I'm sure, in detail here this afternoon. Again, welcome to the show. My name is Producer Kevin. Glad you are hanging out with us here on this warm Saturday afternoon. This show is presented by Rock'em. Rock'em is the world's largest sock store, and they are a Central Florida company located in Orlando, just down the road from Kia Center. And they, in coordination with the Orlando Magic, have dropped these brand new Everybody In Orlando Magic playoff socks that are now available at Rock'em.com. You can get those there, as well as all kinds of other cool Orlando Magic socks and underwear. Be sure to check them out, and when you do, just use that code MAGIC20 because it'll get you 20% off of your order at Rock'em.com. Yeah, whether it's Magic socks, Magic underwear. If we've got any Cavs fans hanging out with us today, you can get Cavs stuff on their website as well. So check them out at Rock'em.com and just use that code MAGIC20. Oh, boy. Before I go to the chat, I do want to just give some quick thoughts about this game. Yeah, like I said, welcome to the playoffs. But again, I didn't feel like the guys were scared, right? So that's good, right? That's a positive. You know, anytime you come into something brand new like this for so much of the team, you gotta wonder, like, is the moment gonna be too big for them? But when you think about this roster the Magic have, you got a guy like Paolo, right? Who played big ball in high school, big ball in college, played for Duke, some big games, played in the Final Four. You got a guy like Jalen Suggs, national championship game in college with Gonzaga. Go down the list. Some guys have played big moments. Franz and Mo, big basketball for Germany, even just this past summer in the World Cup. And so you can check that off the list. The team wasn't scared of the moment. That's great. That's awesome. Defensively, I thought the Magic were pretty good. You know, you hold this Cavs team to 97 points. Now, Cavs went really cold from three, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But defensively, I didn't think the Magic were overwhelmed. Now, did they have stretches of this game where they were poor? Yeah. Did they make some mistakes? Yeah. But again, I didn't think defensively they were bad. Where this team really, and I mean really, really struggled today. Captain obvious statement here. Three ball not falling, which is par for the course for this team, right? Magic shoot 8 of 37 from three. Now, you know, 3-4 of those were just being, you know, jacked up at the end of the game. And what basically the game was over by then. But you end up 8 of 37, 21% from three. Not great. I'd like to think that the Magic we'll be better than that the rest of the series. However, it's not uncommon for this Magic team to shoot between 20 and 25% from three for a couple games in a row. So we'll see. The part that really, really hurt you the most, in my opinion, was the free throw shooting. 19 of 30 from the line in this game. You leave 11 points at the line. The Magic did a terrific job of getting to the line, something that this team always does really well in. We knew they'd have to do a good job of it in this series, and you do that. You get there 30 times in this game, which is amazing, but you leave 11 points at the line, which I know the game ended up being a 14-point game. Think about in the third quarter when this team got it down to 4, or in the fourth quarter when this team got it down to single digits. How important was it to not have those free throws? It was huge. It was a huge difference in this game. So what does it mean for the future? We'll talk about that later in the show. All right, let's go to the chat here. We got 130 of you hanging out with us here on this Saturday afternoon. Let us know in the chat where you're watching from. Maybe if you went to our watch party at Wall Street with the Magic and Michelob Ultra, let us know there. Let us know how that was. All right, guys, we got our dear friend and patron Janine says, just game one, our guys kept fighting. This game was a must win for Cleveland after they ranked their final regular season game to get the lower seed. Our guys will respond. Here's what I'll say about Cleveland. I was surprised at how, at least from my seat, someone who was several hundred miles away from Cleveland, Ohio, how from my seat, it felt like the Cavs let this young, inexperienced Magic team get under their skin. I was very surprised by that. I did not expect that. It almost felt like they it's hard to put into words what I'm trying to say here. Like the Cavs needed something to latch onto in this game, right? So they got it early with the weird physical plays that happened, right? Like they basically, what I'm getting at, they made a mountain out of a molehill. They tried to find something to latch onto in this game. So there were a couple physical moments early in the game where they decided, oh, this Magic team, blah, blah, blah. And they decided to get all, you know, up in arms and get the crowd into it. They needed something to feed off of, and they took the bait. Like, they took the Magic bait here. I was very surprised by that. And in some ways, I think advantage Orlando. Like, the fact that Cleveland needed that to fire them up in this moment was very surprising. Like, they manufactured that, I think is what I'm trying to get. They manufactured that out of nothing. That was nothing. Those moments were nothing. That was normal regular season basketball. So for them to manufacture this momentum, it was surprising, kind of desperate. I was surprised. I'm not going to lie. Maybe it's corny. Maybe that's, you know, it's definitely biased. That's what we are on this show. We're biased. But it felt a little corny. It felt a little manufactured. And so credit to the Magic. Credit to the Magic for getting under their skin early. And we'll see how that goes the rest of the series. Thank you, Janine. Yeah, let's see. A lot of guys talking about the shooting, obviously. Here's the thing with the shooting, guys. Like, a lot of the team's not going to shoot well. You don't expect Paolo or Franz to shoot the three ball well. Although, credit Franz, went 2 of 6 tonight, which most people go, ew. But for us, I mean, we'll take that, considering how he's been, you know, this season. But guys like Gary Harris, Jalen Suggs, combining for 1 of 12 from three, that's, you're just never going to win a game like that. Never going to win like a game like that. Yasiel says, Cavs playing bad now, but game two, Cavs might play crazy good. Magic better step up. That's the issue going forward, is the Cavs. Yeah, they start 5 of 5, but they end up 3 of 25 the rest of the way from three. They're not going to do that again. Now, part of that is Magic defense, I think, was good tonight, this afternoon. But they're not going to go 3 of 25 the rest of the way, just like I don't expect the Magic to go 8 of 37 in another game. I really don't. We'll see. We'll see. Ascension, yeah, says Gary Harris, 0 of 6 from the field. Get him out of here this offseason. Gary's tough, right? Like, yeah, shooting the basketball, what we really need him to do right now, not great. But defensively, he's terrific. He's so good. Such an important part of this team's defense. And so, yeah, you got to pick your poison there. Let's see. Zico says it's a humiliating loss. Here's the thing. I think to the national public, like the national media or the casuals that will have watched this game, which a lot of people watch this game, was the only game on, first game of the playoffs, all those things. I think a lot of casuals or national media will view this as an embarrassing, humiliating loss for the Magic. I think most Magic fans, and more importantly, I think the team, the coaching staff, they won't view it that way. They won't, because I really feel like the Magic played, for the most part, played their style of basketball. The shots didn't fall, the free throws didn't fall. But I think the Magic did show a blueprint forward in this series. Are there things to clean up? 100%. Lots of things to clean up. Lots of things they can do better. Are you in a hole now? Absolutely. But I think there were a lot of things that they showed in this game that they can build on going forward. Ascension says Magic in six. Crazy PR says Magic in six. Let's go. We'll see. Isaac says, I'd be less concerned if the Cavs also didn't also play bad, but I know the Magic will show up in game two. I expect both teams to bounce back in game two. I don't expect either team to shoot like that in game two. We did get a super chat here from Kaiser Souza. Says, we should let Harris walk if we can replace him by signing Clay, KCP, or Monk. Thank you for that super chat, by the way, Kaiser. Very appreciative. Yeah, we'll obviously have a lot of time to talk about the offseason later. I still like Gary Harris. Has he gone cold of late from three? Yeah. Did he start the season cold? Did he end the season cold? Yes. Middle of the season, shot the ball really well. Defensively, he's still great. You still need veteran leadership on this team, and he is that. So I don't know, guys. I don't know. We'll see. Armin says, y'all, let's be honest. What do we expect? Got to readjust and get ready for game two now. That's the thing. Like, no one expected the Magic to win game one. So here's the thing. You were in this game. You had opportunities in this game to at least be more competitive, if not win the game. So I don't want to sit here and pretend like, even though the Magic shot the ball poorly and shot at the free throw line poorly, that the Magic were completely blown out. In spite of all those things, in spite of the three ball, in spite of the free throw line, the Magic were within four in the third quarter and within single digits in the fourth. After being down as many as 20, by the way. Down 20, going 11 on a run. Down 9. So all that combined, I don't feel demoralized after this game. That's how I feel. I don't know how you guys feel, chat. Let me know what you think. But to me, this is not like a humiliating, demoralizing loss. To me, it just shows that this is still there for the winning. This series is still there for the taking. I really believe it. Again, Cleveland is going to bounce back. How the Magic bounce back, that's going to be interesting. Adam says, just leaving the watch party, we cheered when we could. Yeah. The moments to cheer for were probably a little bit few and far between there. But hey, Magic put together some good runs. It was a lot of fun in some moments there. BW says, we need guards. We needed our guards tonight, that's for sure. We'll look at the box score in a second, but Jalen, Gary, Cole, Markel, completely outplayed today. Completely and totally outplayed today, which you just hate to see. Just hate to see it. The only hero says, in a game where the offense was non-existent, we held in there, just need better offense. Our guard play is the worst I've seen all season. Harris and Anthony need to step up. 0-13 is laughable. Yeah. I think you might be right as far as guard play being the worst we've had all season. Offensively, it's hard to argue with it. Again, Jalen 4 of 16, 1 of 7 from 3. Gary 0 of 6, 0 of 5 from 3. Cole 0 of 7, 0 of 4 from 3. Markel 0 of 4 from the field. Woof. Never going to win a game like that. Never, ever. So all those guards combined for, is that four field goals? They were all by Jalen? That's insane, man. What's the math there? 22, 29, 33. The guards go 4 of 33 from the field. You take away Jalen, they go, that's more math. 33, 16, 15. No, 17. They go 0 of 17 from the field. The rest of the guards outside of Jalen Suggs go 0 of 17 from the field. Woof. Never, ever, ever, ever going to win a game like that. No chance. No chance. Oh, man. 47 Riley says, we got the series in the bag. 110%. Just keep the faith, y'all. Here's the deal, guys. When it comes to this, when it comes to playoffs, if you're the road team, you just... The best path to a victory in a series is winning one of the first two games. All right? You got two shots at doing that. We missed the first one. You get another one on Monday. Yeah, you get another one on Monday. All right? And even if you go down 0-2, it's happened many times where teams come back and tie it 2-2. I expect the Magic to play well at Kia Center. I hope they do. I'll be there. I know a lot of you will be as well. But yeah, the goal when you're a road team in a series is just win one of the first two. Magic missed the first one, got a chance to do it on Monday. We'll see. Anity says, watching from El Salvador. Awesome. Love that. Michael says, woke up at 12:50 a.m. to watch this atrocious game from Bali, Indonesia. Thanks for hanging out with us, Michael. Allen is watching from Melbourne, Australia at 6 a.m. Love the commitment there. Justin says, the feistiness showed we just got to make shots. That's the key. 100%. The Magic were more physical than the Cavs. I thought their defense was good for large stretches of this game. Again, you hold the Cavs to 97 points. I'm happy with that. The Cavs shot the three ball poorly the rest of the way. Again, I think that was a mixture of good Magic defense, Cavs missing open shots, and the Magic not allowing them to get a ton of open threes in a row. It's where they could find a rhythm, right? So, mixed bag there. Again, this team, if you watch the ESPN broadcast, which, whatever. The halftime show at ESPN is horrible. Always has been. Not always has been. It has been the last several years. Stephen A. Smith got on there. Oh, Jonathan Osborne is joining the show. I'll bring him in here in a second. Stephen A. Smith got in there at halftime and said the Orlando Magic were totally outmatched in that. They looked outmatched in that first quarter. I just didn't agree with that. Or the first half. I didn't agree with that. Like, yeah, you were outplayed, but it doesn't look like this team was totally outmatched. You know, did you miss a bunch of shots? Yeah. Were you outmatched? I don't know. All right, let's bring Jonathan Osborne in here. Oh, no. Jonathan is... Let's see. Assign guest. There we go. There he is. What's up, bro? Can you hear me?
Yo.
Yo, what up, dude? You checking in from the watch party, huh?
What's going on, man? You're from the watch party. Internet connection is not great. But yeah, it was an awesome atmosphere down here. I got to be on this side of the stage because you just can't hear anything over there because everything's so loud. But dude, it was an incredible atmosphere here. When the Magic started to make that run in the second half, you know, Jalen Suggs hits that three a couple of times if you close the gap and just you could feel the energy down here. But I know you're talking about it already. Just got to make shots. Got to make your free throws. Guys got to make open threes. It, to me, it feels like it's that simple. I don't feel like – I mean, turnovers probably could be a little bit better. You don't want Paolo turning the ball over, you know, what was it, 7-8 times?
Ended up 9.
You can't have that, but, like, other than that, I don't feel like we played that poorly. Like, the defense, sure, there were some lapses that hurt you. Guys got to stop Garland and Strus and Georges Niang and all these guys who are just getting in the paint at will. And then Jared Allen just wide open for a dunk. But, like, I'm not super discouraged. Like, we knew that if this series was – or this game was going to go rough, it was going to be off of the back of shooting or the lack of shooting. And, like – you make your free throws, you knock down a few more threes, and you're right in the thick of this game.
100% agree, man. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the two teams, like, you know, adjust a little bit going to game two. Obviously, we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, going back to your point with the turnovers, dude, like, the Magic end up with 12 turnovers. You take away Paolo's 9, the team had 3 turnovers outside of that. That's terrific.
We had 8 in the first half, I think.
So yeah, and on the flip side, you forced 17 Cavs turnovers. So, like, again, I don't think defense was a problem today, you know? It wasn't. It was the shooting. It was the free throws. Again, Paolo turnovers, you could throw that in there. But, again, I don't think this team is panicking right now. This is a good first game experience. Obviously, you would love to see take the win, but a lot of things the Magic can do better going into game two. But yeah, dude, glad you got to hang out at the watch party. I know that was a lot of fun, and I guess we'll do it again, watch party again on Monday, right?
We'll do it again on Monday. Today was hot, so if you didn't come out, I get it. Next one's Monday night, so if you guys are in the area, be sure to come out. We're going to need it. I mean, the city is on fire for this team. Like, even getting out of the parking garage, like, I've been to – you know, however many Magic fan like games, and I saw like almost more Magic gear walking over here than you do walking to a normal like regular season Magic game. So like the city's on fire for this team. It was a great atmosphere down here. They didn't get the result that we wanted, but like I don't feel like you're that far away. You've got to find a way for guys to knock down shots. We need Gary to get it together. But I just get game two, and I think we'll all be feeling pretty good with game three coming back home.
100%. Get that game two, and game three at Kia is going to be bouncing.
Electric.
It's going to be insane. Yes. Jonathan, thanks for checking in here. We'll hear from Jonathan and Luke. They'll do an episode of the Six Man Show later tonight, so you can look forward to that. But thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks, Deb.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, our good friend Jonathan Osborne hanging out with us here at the Six Man Show live from the watch party there on Wall Street, which by all accounts was a ton of fun, a ton of people there, which you love to see. Obviously wish the Magic could have gotten the victory today, but hey, that's a good Cavs team over there, and this is a long series, got a long way to go. And again, game two on Monday. Let's look at a couple more things from the chat here before we look at the box score, which is going to be, as I do sometimes on the show, we're going to warn the kids, hide your kids, you know, because the box score is ugly. It's an ugly one. So let's see what else we got here from the chat. We've already seen where some people are watching from. Hubert's watching from Colorado. Love to see that. MK says, why has AB not, I guess you're saying not seen minutes, Cole, Fultz, Harris, Ingles, all garbage. If you're new to this show, maybe you've watched this show a lot. If you have watched the show a lot, I should say, you know, I'm a big free AB guy. I think AB earned his minutes in that stretch in, you know, the middle third of the season where he was a regular starter and getting regular minutes. I think he's earned it. I personally am disappointed that he's not getting some burn, especially like you said, on a day like today. Why not? You see how the guards played in the first half. Why not throw him in there, you know, in the second half? See what he does. See how he does against, you know, guarding Darius Garland. I think he'd do well. If I remember right, I'm speaking off the top of my head here. One of the games when we did play Cleveland, when AB was starting, AB did a good job on Darius Garland. Why does he not get some time? I don't know. I'd love to see it, especially a night like tonight where no one else has it. See what he can do. Why not? Ryan says, at least we held him under 100. Yeah, again, I don't think defense was a problem today. Were there stretches where the defense was not great? Yeah, but defense was not a problem. At least over the whole 48 minutes. Let's see here. What else? No one said, don't feel bad at all. Nobody expected us to be here. Yeah, I mean, we're playing with house money. I think a lot of people discussed that already. But again, the fact that you were in this game, despite all of those things, I don't think any Magic fan is going to be content with, you know, just being here. I think we all believe that it's still possible. It's still possible. Play the song says, we shot terrible and only lost by 14. If we shoot better, the series is ours. Feels that way. I think the Cavs will shoot better too. So yeah, Janine says, we cannot have Cole switch on to Mobley. The fact that this happened three times in this game is hard to believe. Happened one time, okay, that happens. It's basketball, guys get mixed up, whatever. Happened two times in a row and then three times in a quarter. That was abysmal. They figured it out after that. But man, oh man, yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. All right, let's see. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I want to hit here. Talking about ESPN, yeah, after we talked about this. ESPN's full of clowns instead of talking about the Magic and Cavs. They talked about false rumors of Mitchell leaving. Yeah, here's what I tweeted about the Orlando Magic. When the ESPN pregame started at 12:30 before this 1 o'clock tip off, they literally led off the pregame on ESPN talking about the Los Angeles Lakers, who did not play for another 8 hours. They don't play till 8:30 tonight, and their 12:30 p.m. pregame show started with the Lakers. That's all you need to know. All you need to know, man. They're gross. Zico says, give Kevin a like. He deserves it. Wow, Zico. Appreciate that. Yeah, if you're hanging out with us, and there's still over 150 of you hanging out with us here on this Saturday afternoon, please leave that like button. We've been doing this show now, this live postgame show. Let's think about this. We did 81 in the regular season, 4 preseason. That's 85. This is our 86th live postgame show this season, which is insane. So if you appreciate that kind of effort to commit, that commitment to, you know, consistency and that kind of effort here on this Saturday afternoon, please leave that like. Always appreciated those that do that. And just a reminder, if you're brand new hanging out with us for the very first time, we are the Six Man Show. We're an Orlando Magic podcast, and we put out episodes typically during the season every Monday and Thursday. But once we get in the playoffs, all bets are off. We're putting out episodes after every single Magic game here in the playoffs. Plus, we're live here on YouTube after every game. So we're here live on YouTube right now as we speak. Ben, our guy, Ben Gifford, is doing the Six Fan Show at the watch party right now. So we'll get some fan taste later tonight on YouTube about this game. And then Jonathan and Luke, hosts of the Six Man Show, will put out an episode later tonight, probably maybe even early tomorrow morning. But again, when you wake up in the morning, you'll have something to listen to, hear them recap this game, and look ahead to Monday. All right, guys, let's take a look at this box score. Again, this is going to be rated R because it is ridiculous. So let's take a look at it. Franz tonight goes 7 of 15 from the field, 2 of 6 from 3. Again, I think he was 2 of 5 before he got that one, kind of jacked that last 3 up there in the final seconds. So again, 2 of 5 for Franz, 40%. You'll take that every single night for him, especially considering how he's been shooting the 3 ball this whole season, really. He goes 2 of 4 from the free throw line. You hate that. 7 boards, 3 assists, a steal, 3 blocks for Franz, and no turnovers. All in all, I thought Franz was pretty good. He's having a difficult time, as expected, with Jared Allen and Evan Mobley at the rim. Excuse me. Obviously, Franz is a guy that loves to get in the rim or get in the paint, get to the rim. And so wasn't able to do that as much as he typically likes to do, but that was expected coming to this series. Paolo goes for 24, 7 and 5 in his playoff debut. His whole stat, you take away the threes, which again, he jacked up a couple there late. Let's say he goes 2 of 5, which I think before garbage time he was. 2 of 5, 40% for him. You know, you don't hate that. Everything on his stat line looks good except for the turnovers. We talked about it earlier with Jonathan Osborne. 9 turnovers for Paolo, and probably 3 or 4 of those were just very, very ill-advised passes. A couple of those he got, either swiped or stripped. Had an offensive foul, a couple other things. So, yeah, 9 turnovers for Paolo. Always going to be a problem. Outside of Paolo, though, again, only 3 turnovers for this team. It's amazing. Amazing that this team was held to just 3 turnovers outside of Paolo. J.I. gets 10 points today, starting again for Wendell, second game in a row. 2 of 4 from 3 for him. Hits both of his free throws, 5 boards and assists. 3 steals, 3 blocks. Gary Harris, we've talked about him several times today, did not score. 0 of 6 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3. 3 steals. Again, defensively, I thought Gary was just fine and very good through large stretches of this game, but offensively was a problem, as was Jalen Suggs. 4 of 16 from the field, 1 of 7 from 3, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Here's the thing with Jalen. Jalen had a personal 6-0 run, right? Gets that dunk, gets that tough shot at the rim, and gets the 3 for that 6-0 run. Wait, math's not mathing. No, it was a 3-point play plus the 3. That's what it was. 3-point play plus the 3, that dunk and 1. Yeah. So he gets 2 of his field goals there. Outside of that, he goes 2 of 14 the rest of the way and 0 of 6 from 3. So take away that stretch, and Jalen really struggled offensively. Joe Ingles didn't give you a whole lot. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for Joe, which when he steps up there, he's got to make those. Steps up there for Tex or whatever, he's got to hit them. Wendell off the bench, just played 15 minutes, 3 points for him, 2 boards. Cole was abysmal offensively tonight. Scored 4 points, all were from the free throw line. He goes 0 of 7 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. Markel, if you watch the six-man show or watch this show, I thought Markel wasn't going to play in the playoffs. And kind of wish he didn't. I thought Markel was really poor on both ends. Both ends. Only ended up playing 12 minutes. I'm curious to see how much Markel is going to play the rest of the way. Really, really is going to be tough to keep him on the floor. Markel is best when he can get in the paint and either create for others or finish at the rim, and you're not going to be able to do that with Mobley and Jared Allen out there. You're just not going to be able to do that as often as he'd like.
Mo Wagner, I thought, was terrific today. 10 points, 4 of 8 from the field, 5 boards, a steal in just 13 minutes. I thought he was great. And again, helped get under the skin of the Cavs a little bit too. Looking at some of these team stats here, it's surprising to see that the Magic only won the fourth quarter. That third quarter where they got it down to 4 points because of the Cavs comeback there towards the end of the third quarter, which made it back to double digits. They end up losing that third quarter. The first quarter is where the Cavs did most of their damage. They outscore you by 7, 33-26. And after that, it was just an ugly, ugly slugfest the rest of the way. Magic end up scoring, quick math here, 32 plus 25, 57 points in the last three quarters. That is disgusting. Not good enough. Points in the paint, Cavs just crushed you there, 48-36. Magic were able to get out and run on several occasions, 18-12 there. Cavs led by as much as 20. Magic only get 18 points from their bench, which is just not good enough for this team. Magic forced 17 turnovers for the Cavs, which is great. You just love to see that. Looking at, obviously, the shooting stats here, and this is probably where we need to hide the kids here because you don't want to have to make them see this. Magic shoot 32% from the field. 32% from the field. Gross. 28 of 86. They go 8 of 37 from 3. 19 of 30 from the free throw line for 63%. Again, you get out-rebounded by the Cavs, 54 to 40. You do get 11 offensive rebounds there, which the Magic, tend to be a pretty good offensive rebounding team. And so to get 11 against this team, you'll take that every night. If you can get 11 offensive rebounds against that Cavs, big front line, you'll take that. You get only 16 assists tonight, which I guess if you look at, he had 28 made field goals. Maybe that's not as bad as it looks. 12 steals for the Magic, 7 blocks. Again, only 12 turnovers for this team, which is great. And we've seen the rest of those stats there. Guys, it's a lot of interesting things here from this game. Again, I don't feel hopeless. I don't feel hopeless. I really don't. Sway says you need to make free throws. Yep. Tears of Osiris says defense was solid. Our offense was certainly not, especially our free throws. Yeah, absolutely. Yusuf says they only had 3 turnovers because they were all missing shots. That's funny. We got a couple more super chats here. Kaiser says, I wish we'd give Anthony Black some minutes. 100%. 100%. I'm right there with you. And then Jesus Colon says, it comes down to making shots. We're fine. Yeah. We are fine. Unfortunately, this is a trend of this team. Missing shots is a trend of this team. However, they are capable of going through hot stretches. We've saw it in stretches of February and November, December. This team is capable of getting hot from three. I think if we can survive game two, especially if we can win game two, if you can come back to Orlando, split 1-1 for game three, all bets are off. You lose game two, you're behind the eight ball the rest of the way, right? Like that's just the way it is, right? If you lose game two, it's going to be a tough battle back. It really is. But if you can find a way to get game two, come home to a raucous Kia Center at a split 1-1 series, you never know what can happen. Dallas says, saw more of Fulton Ingles than I would have liked. Not going to lie, 100%. And then Robert says, our bench is a problem. Maybe putting J.I. back in there will help. It's interesting. J.I., starting does change our bench dynamic. Like, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. We'll see what happens there. Thanks, Praise. It says, only losing by 14 on today's shooting percentages is incredibly promising. It really, really is. So, all right, guys, here's what you need to know, okay, as we're wrapping up the show here. Like I said, the Six Fan Show will be out here in a couple hours. Getting the fans' opinion on this game live from Wall Street, right after this game was done. Ben got to record that, so you'll see that on YouTube later. Later tonight or early in the morning, not sure when we're going to be able to get this recording done, will be the next episode of the Six Man Show. Jonathan, Luke will give their reactions to this game. And then it's up to game two now. Game two, Monday night in Cleveland. It's going to be an interesting one. We'll see. We'll really see what this Magic team is made of. Monday night is when game two is. It's going to be interesting to see what this team is made of. You took the first punch. How do they bounce back? How does Jamal Mosley react to this? How does he adjust? Can we shoot? Can we shoot in game two? Can we make free throws in game two? All these questions will be answered Monday night. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock, and we'll be right here on YouTube after that game. Have a great weekend, everyone. And, of course, let's go, Magic.